Unit 9. Sports and Fitness. Reading 2.
Personal Trainers. The Fitness Wave of the Future. Every year, millions of people try to lose weight or get in shape, but lack the time or motivation to get to a fitness club or complete an exercise program at home on a regular basis. Many of those same people have probably considered hiring a personal trainer, a fitness professional who guides clients through individualized workouts. Most personal trainers work in fitness clubs, but some conduct business in their own private studios or in the homes of their clients. The job of a personal trainer is to teach safe and effective exercise techniques that are designed for the specific needs and limitations of a client. A trainer can be hired for short-term or long-term periods, depending on the client's needs. Mark Jenkins is a personal trainer who has become famous for his work with musicians Sean P. Diddy Combs, LL Cool J, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, and Beyoncé. He gets these superstars in shape for the rigors of performing nearly every night. I have built my reputation on getting my clients in their best ever condition in the shortest amount of time, Jenkins said. Part of my success has to do with knowledge, motivational skills, and ability to connect with people. But most of my success has to do with the mind state of the person I'm training. The truth about health and fitness is that you have to want to get off the bench and be a participant in life, not a spectator. This is my celebrity training secret. I only take on clients who have this passion or are open to and truly desire change. In recent years, more people than ever have developed a fitness passion. In the United States, there is an ever-growing demand for fitness products and services, which is the result of a number of factors. For one, there is an increasing population of people over age 55 who want to stay fit. In addition, there is a growing obesity problem among adults and children alike, a problem Jenkins can identify with. As a child, he was so overweight that other children tagged him with the nickname "Suck in the Gut." No one believed that fitness would be as huge a market as it is now, but being a fat kid, I knew there had to be a whole bunch of other fat kids like me with the same issues and problems, Jenkins said. What people don't realize is not only is obesity a health problem, but it also affects your self-esteem, so it can quickly turn into a psychological problem as well. Finally, there is an acceptance among Americans that spending money on fitness is not only good, but also a virtue. The demand for all things related to fitness has created a great demand for personal trainers, which is expected to increase 27% in the United States by the year 2016, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics. It is a common misconception that a personal trainer is simply an exercise partner or a cheerleader for a person wanting to get into shape. To become a personal trainer requires taking courses in anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, injury prevention, training techniques, and emergency techniques like CPR. It can take anywhere from 6 months to 2 years to become a certified trainer, depending on the program. There are a number of organizations that offer personal trainer certification, and some are better than others. Some programs, for instance, offer certification after the completion of online courses and do not require practical experience or an internship. Obviously, a program that requires more than just book knowledge will produce better prepared and more knowledgeable trainers. Jenkins, for example, sharpened his personal training skills in the U.S. Navy, helping a fellow cadet who was threatened with discharge for being too heavy. "He was my first victim," Jenkins joked. If the trend for personal trainers continues as predicted, he will have many more.